Hey you, I'm Emily Romrell, and I'm stoked to welcome you to the Vibrant Life Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and practical tips to help us on the journey to our best lives. New episodes drop every Friday, and most clock in at a mere 15 to 20 minutes, just enough time to kickstart your weekend the right way. I'm all about living life to the fullest. I'm a proud member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and while my faith is part of the mix, this podcast is a great go-to no matter what you believe. I'm all about inclusivity and embracing our shared human experience. Keep listening and let's rock this adventure together, because life is an adventure. Let's go. You are listening to the Vibrant Life Podcast, episode 86, Growing in Two Directions.
The Vibrant Life.
Hey you, this is the Vibrant Life Podcast, where we explore the principles of personal growth, spirituality, and living life to the fullest. I'm Emily Romrell, and today we're drawing fascinating parallels between plant biology and personal development. Have you ever marveled at the resilience and beauty of trees? I love them. They stand tall, branches reaching towards the heavens, roots anchored firmly in the earth. But have you ever considered the incredible journeys trees undergo to reach such majestic heights? Let's explore how geotropism and phototropism offer insights into challenges and growth. And it's truly amazing how many lessons we can learn by observing nature and how the world works. But before we dive in, I want to share some exciting things with you. Have you ever wished for tools to help you live your most vibrant life? Well, look no further, because my latest creations, the Vibrant Life Goal Planner, and Poems, my anthology of poetry, are both available right now. And whether you're seeking clarity in your goals or just simply craving a dose of inspiration, these resources are designed to uplift you and empower you on your journey. And don't forget, you can get them on Amazon right now, so check them out. And just speaking of empowerment, this weekend, the General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is happening, and it's a wonderful opportunity to receive guidance, inspiration, and revelation from our leaders, and to strengthen our connection with our faith and community. And so I'll throw up a link in my show notes, or you can just Google it, but definitely you should check that out and get inspired. And you don't have to be LDS to listen or and get good things out of the messages, so I encourage you to listen. Finally, don't forget to subscribe to the Vibrant Life Podcast. That's important so you don't miss an episode. Also, leave your comments and share this episode with your friends and family. I value your feedback and I would love to connect with you. Together, let's spread the joy of a vibrant life. I think it's super important. Alrighty. Picture this. A tiny seed buried deep within the earth. In darkness and obscurity, it faces resistance from the soil pressing down on all sides. Yet within this darkness, something miraculous is happening. The seed begins to germinate, sending out tender roots in search of stability and nourishment. Isn't it fascinating how this mirrors our own journey of growth? We too face times of darkness and resistance. I think that's a huge chunk of life. Moments when it feels like the weight of the world is kind of pressing down on us. But just like the seed, we have the power to push through, to send our roots deep into the soil of our experiences, and to find strength in the darkness. Geotropism is a plant's response to gravity, directing its roots to grow downwards into the soil. It serves as a powerful metaphor for the challenges and resistance that we encounter in life. And just like a seed that's buried deep within the soil, we often find ourselves facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles and setbacks. These moments can feel like being buried under the weight of our circumstances, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and powerless. However, as the motivational speaker Christine Kane once said, when you think you've been buried, you've actually been planted. That's one of my all-time favorite quotes. And that quote offers a wonderful paradigm shift. Instead of viewing challenges as obstacles to our growth, we recognize them as opportunities for renewal and transformation. Like a seed that's planted in fertile soil, our struggles provide the necessary conditions for us to root ourselves deeply and grow. I'm not saying it's easy or fun, but we definitely grow. Just as a tree needs to be rooted in the soil to thrive, we too must be rooted in correct and grounding principles. And these principles provide stability and direction in times of uncertainty. For instance, the principle of resilience can teach us to bounce back from setbacks and failures, while the principle of gratitude reminds us to find joy and abundance in every circumstance. It's kind of a great image, right? In my mind, I see these large roots spreading down into the earth, and each one is labeled with a core principle. Faith, integrity, family, friendship, service, talents, and passions, they all have a place, and each one grounds us in marvelous ways. Additionally, there's a beautiful parable comparing faith to a seed in Alma in the Book of Mormon, and we learn that faith starts out as a small seed and can grow into a tree bearing many different and good fruits. In Alma 32:28, we read, "Now we will compare the word unto a seed. Now, if ye give place, that a seed may be planted in your heart, behold, if it be a true seed or a good seed, if ye do not cast it out by your unbelief, that you will resist the Spirit of the Lord, behold, it will begin to swell within your breasts. And when ye feel these swelling motions, ye will begin to say within yourselves, it must needs be that this is a good seed, or that the word is good, for it beginneth to enlarge my soul, yea, it beginneth to enlighten my understanding, yea, it beginneth to be delicious to me." This is how we gain practical knowledge in all life experience as humans, right? It's the scientific method described in spiritual terms. We experiment, we say to ourselves, "I believe this thing could be good." And then we try it out, and if conditions are correct, that good thing becomes real for us, and even multiplies. But everything begins with faith. Faith as the initial seed creates a cascade of positive growth. It branches out, and for example, faith in oneself can lead to confidence and self-assurance, while faith in others can foster trust and collaboration, branching out from each other. Similarly, faith in divine principles can lead to humility, compassion, and a sense of purpose. These are just a few of the things that we can learn from geotropism. By embracing challenges as opportunities for growth and rooting ourselves in correct principles, we lay the foundation for resilience, strength, and transformation in our lives. And moreover, faith serves as a catalyst for more growth, leading to a life fulfilled with purpose and abundance and joy. Phototropism is how trees reach to the sunlight for energy and growth. So just kind of reverse everything. Pretty cool, right? If you think of how a tree looks, the root system and the branches are very much parallels of each other. Just as plants naturally reach towards light for sustenance and growth, we can draw a parallel in our personal development journey. When we align ourselves with sources of positivity, inspiration, and enlightenment, we nourish our spirits and facilitate our growth and fulfillment. Phototropism serves as a powerful metaphor for our innate inclination towards spiritual enlightenment and personal growth when we look to the light of higher principles and ideals. The most profound example of this is when we look to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Just as plants instinctively turn towards the light, we too grow into our best selves and toward greater possibilities when we align ourselves with the light of Jesus Christ. This concept is beautifully captured in the words of John 8:12, where Jesus declared, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Book of Mormon also emphasizes the importance of following the light of Christ. In 3 Nephi 18:24, Jesus teaches, "Therefore, hold up your light, that it may shine unto the world. Behold, I am the light which ye shall hold up." This scripture underscores the role of discipleship in reflecting the light of Christ to others, spreading hope, love, and truth. And in the Doctrine and Covenants 84:45-46, we read, "For the word of the Lord is truth, and whatsoever is truth is light, and whatsoever is light is spirit, even the spirit of Jesus Christ. And the spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world, and the spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of the spirit." This passage beautifully illustrates the interconnectedness of truth, light, and the spirit of Jesus Christ. Just as plants respond to light for growth, our souls are drawn to the light of truth, which emanates from the Savior. It is this divine light that enlightens our minds and hearts, guiding us towards spiritual growth and understanding. And one of my absolute favorite scriptures is Doctrine and Covenants 88:67. And if your eye be single to my glory, your whole bodies shall be filled with light, and there shall be no darkness in you. And that body which is filled with light comprehendeth all things. This verse highlights focusing our attention and intentions on the glory of the Savior. When we align our lives with his teachings and strive to live according to his will, we become filled with his light, dispelling darkness and illuminating our path with understanding and clarity. The word light appears 535 times in the scriptures. Each mention serves as a reminder of the divine source of illumination and guidance available to us as we navigate life's challenges and seek personal growth. Just as plants seek out light for their growth, we can nourish our souls by aligning ourselves with the divine light of Jesus Christ. In the realm of personal development, Stephen Covey, who is the author of The 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, offers valuable insights that could be akin to light. Covey's approach emphasizes aligning our actions with core values and principles. He said, "I am personally persuaded that the principles we teach in the 7 habits are universal, timeless, self-evident, and that insofar as people learn to internalize and live by these principles, they can live rich, full, and effective lives." And I would say that's not just his principles, although they are awesome. It works as with any other kind of correct principle as well. This alignment acts as a light, illuminating our path and helping us make decisions that lead to greater fulfillment and success. Additionally, the work of Sean Acor teaches us the power of positivity in personal development. He wrote a book called The Happiness Advantage, which is pretty great. And Acor's research on the science of happiness shows the importance of a positive mindset, which can be a light amidst life's challenges. Acor said, "When we are positive, our brains are more engaged, creative, motivated, energetic, resilient, and productive at work," but that just in life as well. And by focusing on the bright side, we illuminate our perspective and foster resilience. I know I'm so corny, but I love it. Life is simply better if you have a positive attitude. Finding balance is key to flourishing in life. Ironically, the same principles that serve as strong roots for us can also be sources of light. Remember how a tree looks kind of the same in the root system and in the branches? There's probably a really good reason for that. And so those same things that serve as roots are also lights guiding us towards equilibrium and resilience. Just as trees utilize both geotropism and phototropism to grow in two directions, we also can embrace dual forces in our lives to achieve balance and strength. Consider the concept of integrity, for instance. Integrity, rooted in honesty and moral principles, provides stability and strength as we navigate life's challenges. However, integrity also serves as a beacon of light, illuminating our path and guiding us toward ethical decision-making. Similarly, the principle of self-care can serve as both roots and light. Taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally creates a solid foundation for growth and well-being. Yet self-care also shines a light on prioritizing our health and happiness, enabling us with clarity and resilience. As the saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. I've kind of learned that the hard way, and I'm still learning it. But by nurturing ourselves, we replenish our inner resources and maintain the balance necessary for sustained growth. Moreover, the pursuit of knowledge and personal growth acts as both roots and light in self-improvement. Learning and expanding our horizons provide a strong foundation for development, enabling us to adapt and thrive in a constantly changing world. Simultaneously, the pursuit of knowledge illuminates new pathways and possibilities, encouraging us to explore and embrace new opportunities. This resonates with the wisdom in the 13th article of faith. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. There are so many seeds out there, and there is so much light. Like trees growing in two directions, both towards the depths of the earth and the glorious sun, we must nurture both roots and light. the dual forces that ground us in stability and illuminate our path. So let us continue to grow into our most vibrant lives. Remember that you, my friends, can reach majestic heights just like the trees. I hope that we'll embrace the journey and that we can have a heck of a lot of fun along the way. Thanks for joining me on the Vibrant Life Podcast. Until next time, stay rooted, stay bright, and you know it, stay vibrant. Hey you, please share the love and click subscribe if this is a podcast that's been helpful to you. Your support means the world and helps me spread positive messages even further. Check out my site, emilyromerell.com, for even more fantastic content. Oh, and let's talk about some game changers. My books, The Vibrant Life Goal Planner, and Poems are your secret sauce for goal smashing and soul soothing. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me. Let's keep creating the vibrant life together.